you look great. All right, so I'll say good morning. So we're up to Perek Dalet, page Resh Chof Ches. Seichel V'regesh, intellect and emotional, intellect and feeling. So he says, Hakaras Hashoni B'tchunos HaNefesh, a recognition of the different, literally the different strengths within the soul. Yadua HaDavar, it's known, Shehakoach HaSholit B'yoser Tokev B'ish, Hu Alderach Klal HaSeichel. So everyone knows that in general, the Koach that's a little bit more pronounced within man is his Seichel, is his intellect. Lu'u Masoa Isha, on the other hand, when it comes to a woman, so the koach that really is stronger within her is the regesh, is emotion, is feeling. Shinuyim elu yotrim nigudim rabim. So these differences obviously create many different differences. Remember, I say many different approaches. Shekin shekola adam misyaches lichlal hanosim umikrei chayim b'tzura achos. Because in the same way that people approach life situations in different ways, so how they approach those situations ultimately is dictated by what they place greater emphasis on, be it the intellect or be it emotion. Therefore, the rabbis have already taught us, Sha'al ha'ish lahavin, shenekunas hamutza shal ha'isha hi b'regesh. Therefore, Chazal have already taught us, and we'll discuss exactly. Make sure this is good. Therefore, Chazal have already taught us that it's important for a man to understand that in his spouse, the primary thing that often drives her is emotion. And because of that, her actions will be fundamentally different than his. A man should not disparage this within his wife, but rather to try to understand why it is that she approaches certain things in a particular way. Lo'omdos mulo mitoch tfisa rigashis, velo mitoch tfisa sichlis greda. Well, it says it's very important. You saw it. It sounds obvious, but of course it's not always obvious that it's important to understand. See, very often we assume that if I have a particular perspective or I have a particular approach, that by definition that must be correct. But there always has to be a certain amount of humility that even though I see something in a certain way or I approach life in a particular way, that does not by any stretch of the imagination mean that that is the only, or for that matter, that that is the correct way. It just happens to be my way. So it's all the more so when it comes to matters of marriage, where there's a fundamental understanding that men and women are so radically different, specifically in that men really focus or really come to things much more by way of the intellect versus women who come to things much more through the emotion, that it's important for a man to understand that it's important for a man to understand where his wife is coming from and to understand ultimately again how it is that she views things through the prism of emotion. Because what happens so often is that a woman will be emotional about something, so it's easy to confuse an emotional response with an irrational response. But that's because from my perspective, from an intellectual perspective, maybe it looks a little bit irrational. But from an emotional perspective, it's absolutely rational from an emotional perspective. So it's important for a man to understand and to appreciate this approach. V'hein hein dvarm lehefech. The opposite is true as well. Sha'al ha'isha lahavin shenekudas hamutza shal ha'ishi b'seichel. So the same way that it's important for a man to have perspective, a woman must also have perspective about where her husband is coming from, about his perspective from the intellectual side. Havanazu melid molida bihirus lerov. So the truth is, if spouses endeavor to understand each other and to understand their different perspectives, how, again, in reality, they're never going to see things through the same prism. It's very important to show. It's not, that's not the goal The goal of a good marriage is not that you see everything the same way. The goal of a good marriage is at least you to understand where the other is coming from. So I'm a man, I'm going to see things through the intellect. My wife is just going to see things through the emotion. The goal is not for her to change me or for me to change her. The goal is to be able to have a mutual respect and understanding where we both come from. So at least if there are moments when we disagree on things, it'll be understood what is at the root of that disagreement. She says, Havana Zu, this understanding of one another and where we each come from, Molida Bohiros Larov, creates such an incredible clarity. Kolzman Shechaser La Adam Bohiros Zu. For as long as a person is missing this clarity, Kasha Lo Ma'od Lahavin, Es Hateguvos Vahapulos Shalbas Zugo. If I don't endeavor to understand where my spouse is coming from, I'm going to have a very difficult time understanding why she does the things she does. V'hutolazu parakshanas yoser. And I assume that she's just being emotionally irrational, right? That it's just ridiculous behavior. Choser his chashvus, not thinking things out. Miut chachma, not really acting in a wise fashion. Vechein lehefech, and the opposite is true also. If a wife doesn't understand her husband, he tola esteguvosav bikrirus. She feels that he's cold. Right? She feels that he's cold. She feels that he's indifferent. Mufnamos, indifferent, turning away. Choser yecholes havara, a total lack of understanding. Isima slave doesn't pay attention or any care of concern. So we'll say again, this is Maisim Bechol Yom, that these words are almost like, I mean, but again, what he's saying is these are things that are just the result of lack of understanding. It's that again, yes, if you're an emotional being and you see someone approach something just from an intellectual perspective, it looks cold and uncaring. And if you're an intellectual being and you see someone approach things from the prism of if you're an emotional, excuse me, if you're an intellectual being and you see someone approach something from an emotional perspective, then it looks like they're just not thinking things through.
But a person is not a pure intellectual or a pure emotional. There's always a combination.
It's true, but I think what he's saying over here is, in terms of, let's say, reaction to crisis, so very often, again, men and women will have a fundamentally different, which is where most times, you know, issues in Shalom Bayis come up. When things are good, very rarely, as you know, do issues in Shalom Bayis come up, right? When there's crisis, when there's difficulty, when there's challenge. So I think what he's saying is a big gadol. Rabbi Sonnenschein is saying, good, no one is purely emotional, no one is purely intellectual. But big gadol, like, what's my general approach to life? A rational approach. What's a woman, without making generalizations, of course there are exceptions to this rule as well, right? What's a woman's general approach to life, general gestalt, general prism? Emotion. It's never absolute. And the truth is, even more than that, it's never 100%. There are some times where, again, the woman will be the intellectual one and the husband the emotional one, and vice versa. What he's trying to point out is just understand that there are fundamental differences between me and my spouse. And if I want a good marriage, the most important thing is to understand those differences. If I understand those differences, then by definition, I will be better equipped to build a better marriage. If I don't understand those differences, or I don't take the time to investigate those differences, I'm going to think she's off the wall, she's going to think I'm off the wall. And that's, of course, where the real friction occurs. Aval b'shah, shekol echad mevin, es mekar motza tefisaso shel re'ehu. But in the moment that everyone understands where the other one is really coming from, azai mevin hu sheteguvosav inon novos mimidos omi ofi shlili. I understand, if I take the time to understand where the other is coming from, then I understand that what my spouse does is not, it's not negative. It's not something bad, but rather elo shehu ohi binuyim acheres. But rather, it's a result of recognizing that we're just built differently. Dugmaos lekach yeshna lerov v'lo nichnas lanato. There are many examples of this. We don't have to get into this now. Elo nenaser lahavhir es nekudas haomek shevedvarim. But let's try to analyze perhaps the deeper point contained within this. Let's go a little bit weiter. Limud mitivi hasheni, to learn from the nature of the other. Tachlis habriya bichlal, so the purpose of creation in general. V'tachlis hanisun befrat hi achtos. Right. Remember again, what is the point of life, and specifically, what is the point of marriage? Achdus, togetherness. And it goes over here. The pasuk says, right, Al kenyazo vishas ave v'imo v'davak be'ishto v'hayu lebasar echas. He quotes v'hayu le'echad. The goal of marriage is to become one. Achtus zu ein sof in yana sheyichu b'shalom v'lo yarivu zemza. Right, this is such an important yisod. He said, you know, to be one with another doesn't mean you don't fight and doesn't mean you don't argue. Oh yes, sir, Akim, top of Reish Chavtes. Oh yes, sir, Akim. Sheyikshiru kesher nafshi amok b'nehem. Right? And the idea is, and the truth is, take it even a step further. Achdus, togetherness, v'hayu le'echad, doesn't necessarily mean just simply the forging of a strong emotional bond. Ela tachlis ha'adam lilmod esri'ehu, u'lishtamish es imtchunosav, u'bazet yinamu ishtore'ehu. Rather, he says something very beautiful. Do you want to know what the essence of v'hayu le'echad really is? What does it mean to become one with the other, with your spouse? He says it means lilmod esri'ehu, to understand the other, ulihishtamesh im tichunosav, and to ultimately understand their strengths, learn from their strengths, assimilate some of their strengths, ubazat yinamu ishtre'ehu. And that ultimately is how there will be harmony and unity with the other. As we'll see, we'll stop over here. We'll let Mirat Hashem pick up with this yisod tomorrow morning.